All right, I'm here with Dr. Ken Prusha, who's with Iowa State University, and we spent a day here going through the sensory evaluation unit here at Iowa State. And why don't you just tell me first what is the sensory evaluation unit here?
Sensory evaluation unit is a part of a center here, a USDA center at Iowa State, called the Center for Designing Foods to Improve Nutrition. And the whole objective is to evaluate the quality of products that come from new technology.
Mm-hmm. And, well, we certainly learned a lot, and I guess one of the main aspects of this, and we got trained to be to be food evaluators. Is that really what were we being trained for here?
You'd be actually trained as a sensory panelist, and what we do is we train our staff, our students, very select group on specific characteristics. For example, today we trained you on beef characteristics, and so we would be able to use our panelists then as instruments to be able to tell if a producer changes genetics or if a new technology comes along, if it affects the tenderness, juiciness, or flavor of that product.
Now, you talked a lot about beef and about pork, but I assume that you go through a variety of different food products here then.
Yeah, we are, again, a USDA center, and so we do work with corn, soybeans. We've done some fish work, granola bars, sports drinks for the elderly, those types of things. So if there is a need in the industry to evaluate the quality of a food product, we have that capability here.
How has this, this business or this aspect of the food industry changed over the past decade or so?
It's become much more precise. You know, with the investment that a company is going to make on a new product or a new technology, they have to have good, strong sensory data from a trained panel and then also from consumers, because the amount of money that goes into those products, it's in their own best interest to guarantee they're going to be successful.
Now, one of the things that we learned is that there's a difference between, I guess, what we used to call taste testing panels and now what we call the whole sensory experience. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, taste panels is kind of a misnomer, because there's only about four things that you can actually taste, you know, sweet, sour, salty, and bitter. So we like to look at the whole sensory experience of vision, touch, hearing, smell, to bring everything together. So when a consumer is out there buying that product, we make sure we cover all the bases.
And when a company is wanting to bring a new food product to the market, how long do they have to spend doing this kind of an evaluation? Ranges from, but well, let's just say it's a new granola bar.
Yeah, it would vary on the technology and the, you know, the different attributes of the product, but. I teach a class in product development here, and most of the consultants that we bring in from industry tell us they would like to turn around a new product in about 15 weeks. And that's pretty quick, but they have to stay competitive.
Why is it so important for them to go through this kind of thing? Because you were talking about the claims that they, if they want to make certain claims, why is it so important for them to go through this kind of testing?
Yeah, if they have an advertising claim that their product stays fresher longer or if their flavor is better, they have to prove that. So they do due diligence, and the way to prove that is with consumer tests or with trained sensory panels, because they have to have good hard data.
How do you like doing this kind of work?
Oh, we love it. It's something new every day, you know. And that's just the variety of stuff we do is very interesting, and it's exciting.
Now, we're here, Elanco Animal Health is the one who's sponsoring this. And it seems weird that their products are really marketed for cattle, not for the consumer. It's not like they're marketing a food product. What's the connection there?
Oh, it's becoming more and more important. Even with feedstuffs, with genetics, with any type of feed ingredients, we have to be very careful that product does not affect the quality. And Elanco is doing a very good cooperator with us, because they're concerned that they do not affect the quality of beef with their products.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Prusha.